Okay, so welcome everybody, and thanks for having us to this talk about KubeWarden and how it's used at SUSE in the platform engineering team. So first of all, a little introduction. Myself, I'm Nino, and today, together with my colleague Thomas, which we are both platform engineers at SUSE, we'll be going through this and of a little agenda topics for today. We're going to talk about the challenges that may arise while managing an internal development platform, and we'll go into that in a minute, and how to address those challenges, and how a platform team can enforce strict regulation on multiple projects on a variety of customers. We'll see what this means in a really little time. So, let's start with something simple. So I hope everybody is familiar with this command, but anyway, this is a simple kubectl command that it will spawn an Nginx pod, and we will be doing this while specifying just two option flags, the image and the privilege flag, and as we will see in a minute, here we are specifying the registry tag, and most importantly, the privilege option, which has some security concerns due to the fact that it actually has some impact on the host where this containerized image is running. So this is because, even if that is dangerous, this is a valid command. And as we saw a minute ago, this actually